difference this year for with the SAVE Awards is the role that chief financial officers will play. Now, in a memo just issued at the end of June, something we have on federalnewsradio.com, OMB Controller Danny Werfel asked CFOs to provide a list of their agency's SAVE Award ideas and rank them to what they call the OMB's RMOs, or the Resource Management Officers. These are basically the budget side of OMB. Now, based on these ideas should be ranked based on their ability to both reduce costs, both in a concrete and quantifiable way, but they also should be ranked as well as in terms of the idea of to improve the way the government operates, by improving whether it's quality of output, simplifying processes, or increasing the speed of government operations.
Now, the voting starts today, idea submission starting today, and there's already a bunch of stuff up there. Talk about some of the ideas.
I've seen ones as you could imagine. One somebody submitted, let's get rid of the penny.
That's an old one. No disrespect to whoever submitted that,
but it's
like getting rid of the dollar bill. They should do it, but try getting that one through Congress. What else is up there?
That's another one. Combine the Transportation Security Administration and the Customs and Border Protection.
Mm-hmm.
The idea behind that, I guess, is they have very similar missions. We do really need two different agencies there.
Yeah.
One person suggested, I think maybe some feds may like this one, cutting the federal work week to 35 hours instead of 40 hours.
Good. Good luck with that one.
There's been several that to promote the greening of government or energy efficiency, whether it's turning lights off or going to hybrid vehicles or alternative fuels. So several like that. I just did a check so far. More than 1,400 ideas just today alone.
Wow.
And more than 3,800 votes have been cast. So this voting, as you said, starts today, goes through July 29th. OMB will name finalists in September. And the winner will present their idea to the president this winter. Zine says even with the attacks on federal employees, OMB has high hopes for this year's contest.
Knowing that it's a difficult time across the board, it is also a time when people are really looking for opportunities to do more with less and to bring those opportunities forward. And the track record of these ideas are being implemented or making a difference is really building momentum. So we have very high expectations that the third year will be the best year.
That's Jeffrey Zients from OMB. Now, as you've said, this is the third year. Have we seen the winners from the first year and the second year? Are those ideas becoming embedded into the way people do business at the agencies?
It's those ideas and several others. I mean, OMB put, I think, 20 ideas in the budget the last couple of years that came from the SAVE Awards, and they're really trying to push them out there. Zients describes several that the administration has acted upon, including last year's winner from the Bureau of Federal Prisons.
She noticed that she was receiving the Federal Register by mail, a hard copy, each day. And yet she read it online, and that actually was true of most people at this point. So by implementing her idea that it would only be online for federal employees, we're saving the government $16 million through 2015. Another of last year's finalists was Margie Cook. She's a food inspector from Michigan, and she noted that her department was shipping express mail food samples overnight to the lab, which makes a lot of sense. But also paying to have those same empty test tubes or samples containers sent back via FedEx, which doesn't make any sense. So we've ended that practice.
Zients says two other ideas also in the works. One led to the consolidation and the coming soon of the strategic sourcing contract for wireless services. The government's the biggest buyer. Why are they buying plans from AT&T or Verizon or Sprint or whomever all differently? They can buy them once, and that's, again, you're getting that strategic sourcing contract coming. And actually, Treasury's announcement yesterday that they're going to implement an electronic invoicing system actually began as a SAVE Award idea to basically take paper documentation, paper processes, and move them to electronic. Most of the SAVE ideas can be done through regulations as well, so they don't need Congress to act, even though they are submitted in the budget. It's more about cost savings than getting congressional approval. And Zients says SAVE Awards have saved or actually avoided agency spending hundreds of millions of dollars, though he did not have specific dollar amount, which I think everyone kind of always wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, OMB, again, is working with CFOs, deputy secretaries, chief acquisition officers, and others to make sure these ideas are implemented and they're actually tracking the implementation. So there is a lot of follow-up going on to make this work. Now, it's interesting. He talked about last year's ideas, but he didn't talk about the 2009 winner, which was at the VA,
mm-hmm.
which Nancy Fitchner, we had her on the program.
Yeah.
And she talked, her idea was, hey, when you're a veteran and you're at the VA hospital and you get medicine, they were throwing out the unused portion of the medicine. Why can't you just take it home? It'd be interesting to check with VA, and something maybe we'll do to find out if that ever got implemented.
Let me take you back to the Danny Werfel request from June and just ask you quickly as we wrap up here. What is that? What do you think that means that they went to the CFOs before the solicitation for advice? I mean, it seems a little bit getting ahead of themselves, but there maybe there's a reason that they wanted to go to the CFOs before they just opened this up to federal employees
right.
broadly.
They're not asking the CFOs for ideas. What they're asking the CFOs for is to say, when you get your ideas, rank them and tell us why you rank them, how you rank them based on this criteria. So I think what they were trying to do is tell the CFOs, your role in this campaign to govern, to cut waste, which is the Save Awards are now a part of, like everything else, is bigger than it was in previous years. And that memo outlined several other areas, too, that this is where the CFOs are going to have to play a pretty big role. So I think the Save Awards is just one piece of a bigger initiative around the CFOs.
We've got that linked up at federalnewsradio.com, the memo from Danny Werfel through your story that's on there now. Yeah. And
In the Save Awards, too, we have a link to that so people can go ahead and start voting, submitting ideas, and more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. Okay.